The DA notes Basic Education Minister Motshekga's comments yesterday at her press briefing. Without batting an eye, the minister once again tried to minimize the horrifying Pearl's results, which revealed that only 1 in 5 grade 4 learners could read for meaning. It is distressing that the minister and her department failed to realize the travesty of 9 and 10 year olds that cannot understand what the letters on the page and the sounds they make mean. If you do not understand what you are reading, you cannot read. The minister has also consistently failed to address the fact that 56% of grade 6 learners cannot read for meaning at grade 4 level. Despite the DA's numerous requests, the minister has not provided budgeted reading or catch-up plans. Only the Western Cape has budgeted for 4 and tabled catch-up in reading plans at 1.2 billion in total, with 111 million for reading, particularly in isiXhosa and Afrikaans schools. More than 69% of South African schools do not have libraries, according to the last NEEMS report that talks about infrastructure. Of the 30% of schools that do have libraries, only 17% are stocked, which essentially pushes the number of libraries down to a mere 14%. While the DA supports a whole of community approach to addressing the country's various problems, parents and communities cannot shoulder the burden of teaching learners how to read in the first place and understand what they read moreover. The minister did, however, indicate that learners who received their education in their mother tongue achieved better results than those learning in a second language. Given the fact that this has once again been demonstrated, it seems unfathomable that the minister and her department would push for the implementation of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, which seeks to minimize the involvement of parents and communities in their children's education by disempowering school governing bodies from making admissions and language policies for their schools, and could be used to target mother tongue education schools. It is time the minister took the education of children seriously. Blaming the COVID pandemic only accounts for a fraction of the problems. Her neglect is robbing them of vital foundational skills crucial for their future. If Minister Motshekga can't turn the situation around, she should simply resign.